This is the Internet Multicasting Service.
Harper Audio presents Mae Sarton reading her own poetry. It reveals her unique vision through more than 5 decades of experiencing the natural world.
The Muse as Medusa. I saw you once, Medusa. We were alone. I looked you straight in the cold eye, cold. I was not punished, was not turned to stone. How to believe the legends I'm told? I came as naked as any little fish, prepared to be hooked, gutted, caught. And I saw you, Medusa, made my wish, and when I left you, I was clothed in thought. Being allowed, perhaps, to swim my way through the great deep and on the rising tide, flashing wild streams, as free and rich as they, though you had power marshaled on your side. The fish escaped to many a magic reef. The fish explored many a dangerous sea. The fish, Medusa, did not come to grief, but swim still in a fluid mystery. Forget the image. Your silence is my ocean. And even now it teems with life. You chose to abdicate by total lack of motion. But did it work? For nothing really froze. It is all fluid still, that world of feeling, where thoughts, those fishes, silent, feed and rove. And fluid, it is also full of healing, for love is healing, even rootless love. I turn your face around, it is my face. That frozen rage is what I must explore. O secret, self-enclosed and ravaged place. This is the gift I thank Medusa for. Metamorphosis. Always it happens when we are not there. The tree leaps up alive into the air. Small open parasols of Chinese green wave on each twig. But who has ever seen the latch sprung, the bud as it burst? Spring always manages to get there first. Lovers of wind, who will have been aware of a faint stirring in the empty air, look up one day through a dissolving screen to find no star but this multiplied green, shadow on shadow, singing sweet and clear. Listen, lovers of wind, the leaves are here. Mozart again. Now it is Mozart who comes back again all garlanded in green, flute, harp, and trumpet, the sweet violin. Each sound is seen. Spring is a phrase, repeated green refrain, sound of new leaves springing. I see the wind flowing like slanted rain, wind winging. I learn this loving fresh, in ancient style, lightly time flows, and mine a green world for pure joy a while. Listen, a rose. Leaves are glissando, a long haunting phrase ripples the air. This harpsichord of light that the wind plays, Mozart is there. The Olive Grove. Here in the olive grove under the cobalt dome, the ancient spirits move and light comes home and nests in silvery leaves. It makes each branch a cloud and comes and goes and weaves aerial song aloud. Here every branch is gifted with spiritual fruit, and every leaf is lifted to brightness from the root. Where the terrestrial plane meets vision and desire, the silver and the green are strung on a great lyre, and leafy seraphim, the sun and shade among, turn each grove to a hymn. Whole hillsides are in song. Silvery, shadowy now, the fruit over our head, who lie and hardly know which is light, which is bread. The first autumn for my mother. Though in a little while you will be dead again, after this first rehearsal since then and all the pain, still it's not death that spends so tenderly this treasure in leaf-rich golden winds, but life in lavish measure. October spends the aster, riches of purple, blue, lavender, white, that glow in ragged, starry cluster. Then when November comes, shaggy chrysanthemums, salmon pink, saffron yellow, all coppers, bright and mellow, stand up against the frost and never count the cost. No, it's not death this year, since then and all the pain. It's life we harvest here, sun on the crimson vine. The garden speaks your name. We drink your joys like wine. The house in winter. The house in winter creaks like a ship, snow-locked to the sills and harbored snug in soft white meadows. It is not asleep. When icicles pend on the low roof's lip, the shifting weight of a slow-motion tug may slide off sometimes in a crashing slip. At zero, I've heard a nail pop out from clabbered like a pistol shot. All day, this ship is sailing out on light. At dawn, we wake to rose and amber meadows. At noon, plunge on across the waves of white. And later, when the world becomes too bright, tack in among the lengthening blue shadows to anchor in black-silver pools of night. Although we do not really come and go, it feels a long way up and down from zero. At night, I am aware of life aboard. The scampering presences are often kind, leaving under a cushion a seed hoard. But I can never open any cupboard without a question. What shall I find? A hard nut in my boot? An apple? Cord? The house around me has become an ark as we go creaking on from dark to dark. There is a wilder solitude in winter, when every sense is pricked alive and keen for what may pop or tumble down, or splinter. The light itself, as active as a painter, swashes bright flowing banners down the flat white walls. I stand here like a hunter on the qui-vive, though all appears quite calm, and feel the silence gather like a storm.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214. or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.